Hello there. Can't you imagine how excited and happy the disciples were to see Jesus after he came back to life again? All but Thomas saw Jesus. Thomas wasn't there. The other disciples kept telling him,
"Oh, Thomas, we have seen the Lord."
"I won't believe unless I see the wounds in his hands and put my fingers into the prints of the nails and place my hand into his side."
8 days later, the disciples were all together again, and this time Thomas was there. Though the doors were locked, suddenly Jesus was standing among them.
"Peace be to you."
Then he spoke to Thomas.
"Thomas, put your finger here in my hands and reach out your hand and place it in my side. Do not be faithless, but believing."
"Oh, my Lord and my God."
"Thomas, have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who haven't seen me and believe anyway."
"Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." The Bible also says, "For salvation that comes from trusting Christ is already within easy reach of us. It is as near as our own hearts and mouths. For if you tell others with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in his heart that a man becomes right with God, and with his mouth he tells others of his faith." The Bible says, "No one who believes in Christ will ever be put to shame or disappointed." Isn't that wonderful? He generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith. "For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Dear friend, have you called upon the name of the Lord and told the Lord Jesus that you believe in your heart that he took the punishment for your sins? He died for you and rose again. When you do, you will be saved. Don't put it off. I hope you will receive him today.